on Classic Rock Radio. This is the Stockman's Breakfast.
It's time now for Taking Care of Business. It's 14 minutes past 8, and that was Maggie May by Rod Stewart. And talking about actually a lady who's coming on now, she's actually an author amongst other things. And we had Jeffrey Tan on last week. He's an author as well, cooking for charity. He's raised over $4 million for charity. Now, Karina, Katie is a sensational woman, done a lot of things.
That's right. Katie Kirk is a social entrepreneur, a best-selling author and media contributor who runs empowerment programs for young girls. Katie, welcome to our show.
Good morning and thank you very much.
Katie, what did it take for you? What was the driver to leave your safe job with the police department for the uncertainty of running an empowerment program for women and teenagers?
Oh, that's a great question, Karina, and one that sometimes I continue to ask myself, to be honest. So the decision really was that I've always felt that it's important for all of us to make a social impact and have a contribution. And I have a very interesting history of my own as a young woman, and one of the only ways I can make sense of the things that have happened in my upbringing and to make good of, you know, some of the mistakes I've made and the things that I've done and the things I've experienced was to turn good of that and to say, well, I've had these experiences and from that I know that I can have an incredible impact and be connected to young women and help them. So that's what I've done. Leaving the Northern Territory Police Academy was a huge decision in terms of, you know, taking the risk and taking on a small business. And I have to say I don't regret that decision one iota.
Now, the teenage programs used to be cost-free, but the participants were asked to do a certain amount of volunteering hours in return. Tell us about this idea.
Yeah, so for the first five years, the program was completely for free, and over 400 girls did the program. And what I just did was I used 10% of any income that I was generating from my business by running programs for corporates and the signature 7-week program I run for women. I used 10% of all of the income and put it in a separate bank account, just like I did for GST, to fund programs for teenage girls. But also, the community of women who have done my adults program always banded together and we fundraised. So we would even run sausage sizzles, sell clothing, all sorts of things. So the girls literally got either a 5-day school holiday program or a 6-week term program for free, and we used to cater for it and everything. So I said to the girls that you participate, you enroll, but there is one catch, and that catch is that because you get the program for free, for the 12 weeks following the program, after the program, you actually need to contribute 6 hours to a charity or cause. And I always ask them to donate their hours or give their hours to a charity or cause that was to do with humans, because most of them would say, I'll just go and work at the RSPCA for free. And whilst I think that's very credible, I think for young people that contributing to their elders, to spending time with their elders, is a very respectful thing to do. And also there's a lot of wisdom with our elders, and culturally we seem to forget that. But to have young teenagers go to old age homes and be there on a regular basis, like the girls used to do it every Saturday, you know, go and paint their nails, go and do their hair, go and, you know, massage their arms. And the girls would come back to me and say, oh my gosh, Katie, you know, Muriel told me the same story again. You know, she's forgotten and she's incontinent and all these things. And it really helped them to value the precious gift of life. And also to value older people and generations other than themselves.
Now, while the program is not completely free anymore, just for the people from the disadvantaged background, when is your next program in Melbourne, and how can parents can get in touch with you?
Parents and or carers and all the girls themselves, because a lot of girls actually register themselves, can get in touch with me via my website. So that's just missart.com.au, or just Google my name. Or, of course, my phone number is 0411 383 7761.
Katie, thank you very much for coming on today. And thank you, Karina, always bringing the big people on and big and beautiful people. Thanks very much. And that's missart.com.au. We'll be back next with sport. Don't go away.
This is the Stockman's Breakfast with Richard Stockman on Classic Rock Radio.